music that meant something, that was exciting to play, really got my attention. You know, I was an active Aussie boy, so I was. It was good for me to have something else to do apart from sport and, you know, school. The music filled that void. If I'm playing the trumpet, if I'm playing a show, I think I'm playing for Frank Sinatra. So when I'm doing school, it's the same thing. So I treat these students as professionals so that they get the whole multi-level experience.
Welcome to Season 5 of Spotlight, the Meet the Talent series. Join us as we chat with industry professionals who will be leading some of the arts programs on offer in 2021 for teachers and students. Greg Carger is an international performer and music manager, trumpeter, arranger, composer, and educator. Greg has worked for many years as an artist, then a music manager in the cruise ship industry, and is now back in Sydney, Australia, leading bands and performances, as well as being an integral member of the Sydney Catholic Schools Amadeus Instrumental Program Tutors. Welcome to Spotlight Series, Greg.
Thank you, James.
So let's start from the beginning. How did you become a trumpeter of renown?
Well, I've been playing the trumpet since I was about seven. So, you know, it's a long time.
That was last century, wouldn't it?
It was last century. Started in the Salvation Army. So the first tune I got to play was a hymn tune.
Wow. Well, then, was that a family sort of thing?
It's a family thing in Adelaide, yes. Yeah, and...
So did anyone else learn to play an instrument in your family?
Oh, the whole family, you know, six kids, everyone played something. Mum and Dad played and sang, yeah. And we went around, you know, we played as a family back in those days, you know, visiting and specialing and that kind of thing. But that's where it all started, you know, music that meant something that was, you know, over the next years, that music that meant something that was exciting to play really got my attention. You know, I was an active Aussie boy, so I was. It was good for me to have something else to do apart from sport and you know, school. The music filled that void.
And so, how did you move from being a young musician playing in the Salvation Army band with your family into the school environment, and then into a professional musician's career?
I was lucky at school where I had good. I was at two good high schools in Adelaide, both whom had great music programs. And then I went to the what was then the South Australian College of the Arts and Education, which is now the Elder Conservatorium. So I did my conducting and classical trumpet there whilst playing big band and learning jazz in that three and a half year course, I think I ended up doing. Then I got my first job in Melbourne as a set up a program at Caulfield Grammar School as the band director, and it all kind of went on from there.
Wow. And so you always had those mutual roles of being a pro musician plus an educator.
I've always enjoyed both. So I haven't ever minded teaching during the week and then doing professional gigs throughout the night or even, you know, during the day. I love doing both things. I love the process, and I also love, you know, I love the performance.
Yeah. Do you want to just share with our listeners some of the career highlights that you've had?
Well, when I was in college, I had the fortune to be the conductor of the Little Chamber Orchestra. The soloist who was Jane Peters, and we did Bach E major with her, and we did the Barbara Adagio with strings. That was a particular highlight. Of course, Jane went on to win the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. That was a real highlight.
Especially as a young fella.
Oh, absolutely, as a young fella. You know, I went on from there. Classical highlights, you know, playing the Rite of Spring with the Royal Ballet in Sydney was pretty much a highlight. You know, Brahms Concerto with Vladimir Ashkenazy and the Adelaide Symphony, that was a highlight. There are many on that side and also on the other side, you know, the performances at school, of schools, end-of-year performances. Because, you know, we've met before and, you know, at St. Pat's, you know, whenever I do a performance, I like to think that it's all part of a real thing. Like when you're playing the trumpet, if I'm playing a show, I think I'm playing for Frank Sinatra. So when I'm doing school, it's the same thing. So I treat these students as professionals so that they get the whole experience, the whole multi-level experience.
That's amazing. Then you moved into a career that took you around the world in cruises. How did that begin?
Well, I always enjoyed traveling. From the first time I went on tour as a 14-year-old with the Mitchell Park High School band to Alice Springs and Darwin, I always enjoyed travel. I learnt some jazz. I played big band. I loved playing commercial music. After my stint at Caulfield Grammar School, I was offered a job on a cruise ship and took it because I just wanted to do more and see a little bit more of the world. And then about 25 years after that, in about 2000, I got an opportunity to go to the US and work with Royal Caribbean. And, you know, that saw the best part of about 20 years coming over and back from the United States to the Mediterranean, all over the world. And that was fantastic.
And what sort of life is it for a musician on a cruise ship? Just sort of a general kind of thing. What would they be doing?
The life of a musician on the cruise ship is like this. Every night you're going to perform. There would normally be a rehearsal about 4 PM, and then 2 shows at night, be the 7, 9 or 9 and 11. So that's the basic life on board. And then, of course, you get off for lunchtime. You can get off when the ship's in port, depending where you are, if you're in the Mediterranean, Alaska. So it's it's quite idyllic. And I would have played 90% of the nights that I was on cruise ships. So it's really a musician's life, and it's just so much fun to play every night.
And of course, that with COVID now, that has changed completely. We were talking previously about it, but you said some of it's beginning to come back again.
Yes. In fact, only yesterday I was chatting with somebody from Royal Caribbean, and they've started cruises. They're 2 and 3 cruises in. They've made major changes to their cruise ships. They've made major changes to the way people get on the ships, off the ships. It really is amazing what they've done. They've got red zone if there's an infected person, and green zone. They've altered air conditioning. They've changed the buffet so that there's no more sharing of food. They really are. They work very hard to be able to comply with all of the COVID restrictions.
It's interesting how our whole society has changed so much in the past couple of years. Here's a big jump for you. Now, what's some of the best advice you've been given?
Be prepared. I'll never forget coming to Sydney in about 1986 and not doing my homework for a rehearsal that was some of the big boys. I learned very quickly then that I needed to do my homework and be prepared every time that I played the trumpet, no matter when.
Yeah, great advice. And what advice would you give to your students now?
Well, you know, enjoy. I mean, as well as being prepared, you know, it is really important that we enjoy what we do. I mean, I only try and do things that I enjoy. I enjoy the teaching. I would say to students, make sure you enjoy what you do. I mean, I've been so fortunate to be able to still play the trumpet, to still conduct, and to still be involved in young people now, all because I can play the trumpet and I have an ability to be able to listen to people and get on with people and to try and be an asset in an organisation or band or group. That really holds you in good stead.
That's great advice. Well, Greg, thank you so much for being part of our Spotlight series. It's been great to talk with you, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, James.